Hey, welcome to Aggie Sports Radio. You're listening to You Like That Radio. Yeah. Back after an entire summer off the air. Because both of us have been so busy, I'm Logan Jones.
And I'm the Sports Page.
And we're glad that you're listening to us today. We got a fun show for you today. Before school starts, we obviously want to get through USU football's schedule and talk about a little bit of the highlights that are going to happen so that we can go ahead and get this out there. And we're looking over it right now here in the studio, and already we're getting all excited for football season. I believe we're 20 days away.
Sounds right.
Can I get confirmation on that? Look, like, we're on the radio. Math is not a part of this gig.
Yeah, it's not on the application.
I was told there would be no math.
That's why I took this job.
So we kick off, first of all, I want to talk, like, we kick off September 1st. It's a Thursday against Weber State, who, like, 2 years ago, like, we beat, like, 70 to, like, 7 or something like that. And I think most people are going to go and be watching, like, the stadium instead of the game for, like, the first half.
Probably.
Like.
I like to believe that we would all show up early for that part so we could enjoy the football, but I don't think I have that much trust in the punctuality of Utah State students. Mainly because, like, I'm a Utah State student and I know how punctual I tend to be, but I think the most exciting part of that game will be the stadium, for sure.
I was talking to on the phone yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to Paige and I'm driving my car back from a football practice that was happening last night, and I'm telling her about just how gorgeous the new press box looks and just how much of, like, a real stadium it looks like we have now. And I liked the stadium before, but, like, it's so striking now.
Yeah.
And she's driving her little white car and I'm driving my little white car at different parts of Logan, and we're both like trying to avoid crashing because we're staring down.
Yeah, thank goodness I was in a really not busy road at the time. No one was there. And so I was just, like, going probably 10 miles an hour, just, like, maybe less than that, because I was just admiring from afar how gorgeous that stadium is.
I was puttering along in the performance center parking lot, like, trying to find where you were so I didn't run into you while we both admired it. I think we're going to all go show up to Weber State, and, like, first of all, Weber State's a much better team than students think they are. We're not just going to cream them, I think. Plus, we're going to have, like, a lot of kinks to work out offensively and defensively, and we'll get to that. But how loud is it going to be with 6,000 students, or however many we usually have in the student section, yelling in the stadium and finally having, like, instead of just, like, air, like, having something to keep the sound in? Like,
you know, when I was talking to Coach Wells down in Vegas at the Mountain West Football Media Days, he totally fangirled about this. It was so awesome. He just went on. He was like, you know, like, I'm not into physics, and I don't know how all this stuff works, but, like, if I'm right, it's going to be so loud. And it was just fun to hear him talk about that, like, yeah, we as fans and, like, avid football supporters are excited, but so is the team, so is Coach Wells, because it's going to just bring so much.
Stadium.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which it essentially is.
Yeah.
And one, it's got the new video screen, which is massive.
So massive. We can we say that one more time?
It is huge.
Massive.
It is, like, stupid large. Like, I'm a little embarrassed that we've worked so hard as a human race to build a screen so big when we still haven't cured, like, bug bites.
Like, something close to the heart right now.
So we all just got back from the student
probably
media
went way
retreat
up
yesterday. Like, there's a reason that we're on the radio. Like Paige is here in a ponytail. I'm here with a hat to hide the fact that I, like, missed a shower this morning before the show. Like, we all look like we've been camping for 3 days when really we've just been in a cabin.
A really nice cabin. Like, we have no excuse for, like, not wanting to get ready anymore, but it's happening.
This is, like, the next couple of days are, like, the most sleep we're going to get for the next calendar year. So
we're enjoying it. Hence why we started a little bit later today. Oh, I shouldn't have said that right when Nate walked up. But you're right. We have huge, massive screens and still no cure for bug bites.
And I feel like every year, like, a PR team for the football team is always going to be, like, new this year. Like, you can get large fries for a dollar cheaper. And, like, we need to appreciate that this year stadium upgrades are, like, a PA system upgrade, a video screen, like three upgrades to the, like, it evolved several times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a major upgrade. Like, the press box, obviously not a lot of people are going to go in it that are listening right now, but, like, club-level seating and suites and the money that it's going to bring into the program for it to spend on other things, like, it's a big deal. It's validation that the last 5 years or so now have not been a complete fluke, and it's like, hey, we were great that one little stretch in the late 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of a sudden now it's like, no, we got money to spend because the football program is like as far as mid-majors go, it's for real. So
definitely. I also think it's just nice to, like you said, see that they've created a program that's big enough to, you know, put a kind of our spot on the map.
Imagine showing someone a picture of the stadium now to someone in 2012 and being like, the football team is going to have like four straight consecutive like great years and then one down year. And we're going to consider 6-7 or whatever we were last, 6-8. We're going to consider that like, oh, that was a bad year.
Yeah.
Like, there was definitely like a 30-year span there where 6-7, 6-8 would have been like, oh, it's not that bad a year.
The goal, like, almost. Uh-huh. Also, different, I think, like, on the other side, I think a lot of students will appreciate it because it's been being built for 2 years or so now. So
yeah.
I think everybody's really... to understate it, really ready to see this and to be a part of the stadium.
We've been here all summer, and it's still, like, shocking to us when we drive by. I can't wait for everyone to come back in the fall and be like, holy!
Yeah. Like, you know, they were just testing the colors on the huge screen one night. Like, it was literally just all blue, then went to all red and all green. And even then, I was, like, driving by slowly because it was just still so beautiful. And almost, dare I say, majestic.
It is. No, like, we overuse like strong words like that a lot, but it is majestic.
Yeah.
Like, you look at it and you cry a tear because sports are important.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like the Olympics.
Let's get to the schedule preview because I want to know your thoughts on a couple of these.
Okay. Sounds good.
Ethan's show, the bullpen. We've gone through like game by game. Here's what I think is going to happen. Score updates. It took like an hour. It was a fun show to do, but I want to mix it up a little bit today, talk about highlights of the schedule,
mm-hmm.
talk about a little bit of like some more details, like things that we think are going to surprise us, things that we think we're going to have close games.
Yeah.
Let's start out with like a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the USC game and your thoughts on our chances against one of the better teams we're going to play this year.
It's really hard to say. The fan in me wants to believe that we'll just come out and shock everybody, right? Because we don't know a ton about our team this year. Because, I mean, we know what's coming back, right? We know what type of coach Coach Wells is. Love the guy. I think he's a great coach. But there's so many changes in what I see as crucial parts of our team. I mean, quarterback, to be example, that to give an example. And I think... I mean, what if, Logan? What if we come out there and just totally shock everybody and put up a really solid fight and maybe even win?
Even win? I'll ask you point blank. Do you think on September 10th we're going to win that game? Are you going to take the leap and go on air and on record as saying that we that we're going to take out the Trojans on the 10th?
Put me on the spot right here. I, even if I am the only person saying it, I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I'm going to say that on September 10th, 2016, the USC Trojans are in for a surprise from Utah State.
Sports page Aggies. Thinks we're going to do it.
Sports page crazily thinks we're going to do it.
I'll preface this by saying... I see a lot of reasons why it could go our way,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Like, more than the average person. They probably look at USC and just think, like, oh, that'll be nice. I think it's going to be a repeat of the Chucky Keaton-Auburn game, actually.
Mm.
I think we're actually, like, I think we'll play well enough offensively the second week of the season because Wells gets his guys up for big games to have a lead. But I don't think... with such an inexperienced front seven and an inexperienced defense that we're going to be able to hold that lead. So I think we will lead in the game and maybe even take that lead late into the game, but I think we're going to lose it and it's going to be because of the defense.
Which, you know, is valid because we have holes in our defense that we don't know.
if you're a team that wants to get some big plays off in the mm-hmm. fourth quarter against us in order to mount a comeback, this is the year to do it.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what our pass rush looks like. We don't know what our D-line looks like at all.
And talking to Coach Wells, you know, it's still a question.
Yeah.
It was something, honestly, I was hoping he would give me specifics of it when I talked to him about it, because as a fan, I hoped that we had that figured out by now.
Yeah. Well, for so many years, it's like, we don't know what this is going to look like, but we have one or two just solid rocks mm-hmm. on each position group that are obviously going to be the leaders. They're going to be the stats getters. And this year, like, it's a little uncomfortable. Like, Seahawks fan, we do this with the O-line every year, right? It's a little uncomfortable to hear coaches talking about, like, oh, we're just plugging guys into different spots, seeing what works. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what you want to hear. You want to hear, like, oh, well, he's so good. Like, obviously.
Oh, we got this real solid guy. Just wait till you see him, you know? But I am a hopeful sports
fan.
It's
notable. They play Alabama the week before us in Texas, mm-hmm. at like a neutral site in Texas. And obviously they're going to spend their entire summer gearing up for that game and then probably going back home and like either licking their wounds or getting way too high after the win, one or the other. And either way, we are a trap game for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the definition. So it could happen. It could happen.
Yeah, and I am going to just restate my thought that on air, you heard it here first. The sports page thinks USU is going to come out and beat USC.
Well, you're going, right? You're going to be there.
Yeah.
In the Coliseum.
I will be there. Oh, my gosh. That brings tears. That really does. But I think it's just, I mean, it's a matter of time. Why not?
I can think of reasons why not, but I almost just, I can't be there. Anytime I can't be at a big game that I could go to, like, good things happen. So,
well,
see the BYU game a couple years ago.
See BYU.
So take kind of a negative spin on this for the next couple minutes.
Okay.
Who's the worst team we're going to lose to this year?
Because
you know there's going to be one team that just, like, bites us at the end of the game because we've got inexperience in a lot of places. Like, we're going to score a lot of points, but I can see already, like, a loss here or there that's going to be, like, really frustrating because we're going to beat some good teams and lose to some bad teams. That's just what happens in kind of a rebuilding year.
Yeah.
Where do you see that loss coming on this schedule?
Well, my mind goes directly to the end of the schedule, you know, like Wyoming, New Mexico, Nevada run. And two of those are away games. And, you know, I would hate to lose to Nevada.
Nevada?
Yeah.
I was looking at New Mexico, which is the game the week before. Mm-hmm. But I think we're both on the same mindset here, which is like end of the season.
Yeah.
Injuries, teams we should beat but aren't necessarily that much worse than us.
Uh-huh.
We almost lost to Nevada last year. Like, it took several, like, big plays to mm-hmm. even get us back in the game, which is kind of embarrassing. I could see us losing in Reno. Yeah.
Yeah. Which would stink because then we have BYU the next week, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Right.
But I just think from what I've seen, we tend to get on this, like, high where we think we're bigger than we are, stronger than we are, and it bites us in the butt.
Mm. So we've got some strong teams on the front end of the schedule. Mm-hmm. We come out of the bye and we play Fresno. Hopefully we beat them. Then I think, honestly, other than maybe USC, and we don't know what USC really is going to be this year, San Diego's might be the best team on our schedule, and they're smack in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
So that kind of keeps us honest. That keeps the team from getting complacent. But then Wyoming, New Mexico, Nevada, like, those are your conference games that, like, you have to win. And I worry about playing two of those on the road and staying focused and actually getting all of those, especially when, at the end of the season, we all know, like, college football fans all over, but especially Aggie fans, know, like, we're going to have guys that are starting to wear down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to replace some positions. The weather's going to start getting pretty nasty here in the Mountain West.
Yeah. You know, I think in my mind, Wyoming and Nevada are equally as interchangeable. I'd like to think Wyoming is the one, maybe, over Nevada, just because it would give us a few weeks to get back on our feet before BYU, which is a game I want to win. But one of those two, I mean, on the road, we're just not as good as we are in our beautiful stadium.
Oh, so here's a question for you.
Okay.
So San Diego State is kind of just the consensus best team in the conference this year. They've got the player of, like, the preseason player of the year at, like, offensive, defensive, mm-hmm. and specials. Like, they've got Donnell Pumphrey on at running back. They've got one of the best defenders in the conference. It's looking like they're the heir apparent to the Mountain West Championship this year, because they play in kind of a trash division, to be totally honest, but they are legitimately good. They're probably going to play in the title game. They're going to play against either Boise State or Air Force or us. I don't even want to go further than that, because mm-hmm. I think it's a stretch for even us to get there. I think after that it might be Colorado State, but it seems pretty unlikely.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and assume that, like, out of those three teams, who do you see playing San Diego in the championship game, and can any of them unseat the current reigning champs?
I think Boise State.
Yeah.
I think they've got enough to, like, have trust in. But again, like, that's a game I'm looking forward to in the season, just to see, like, from us, you know? But just knowing kind of how their coach works, talking to him a little bit, and at the football media days, they seem like more of a solid team than I've given them credit for in the past, even after we beat them last year.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem is last year was supposed to be a really good year for us with all the just great players we had at different positions.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of supposed to be our rebuilding year. This is Boise State's bounce back year.
Yeah.
Boise State really disappointed people last year. But they always have new guys come in and perform, because they always have probably the best recruiting class of any team in Mountain West. And I'm a little concerned that the rivalry with them has never been like year in, year out, really close, hard-fought games. It's always like, we play like trash and they cream us. And then they come down here and they play like trash and we cream them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm worried about going back up to Boise in October and obviously having them, like, not just at home with some really great home field advantage, but just knowing they're going to be out for blood after last year.
Yeah.
Like, they've probably waited for revenge ever since that happened.
There was so much talk about that at the media days, just how on our side and on the side of Boise State. And, you know, it's developed in the past 2 years into somewhat of a rivalry. But I think you have a good point there, that in order for a rivalry to be an actual rivalry that people get super amped up about, it should be two good teams playing against each other, not like every year a team having a different,
right?
You know,
it's one thing to be close, like, whatnot, as far as proximity, and to go back and forth as far as wins, but, like, you really, yeah, you want the rivalry to be based on games that are always, like, yeah, like, there's like budding Seattle Carolina thing going on in the NFL, because mm-hmm. every game is just exciting to watch, and now it's like we don't even know who's gonna win every, you know. And you kind of want that feeling. Like, we honestly don't know what the outcome's going to be. And this year, I know a lot of people are optimistic about it because they don't see Boise State as that good. And I think that's just homerism, because mm-hmm. Boise State is good.
Like, yeah.
They should have been good last year, and they weren't. This is not a rebuilding year for them. This is kind of a reloading year. So I agree. I think it's going
to
be,
they're to be feared. I look forward to the game anyways, because, you know, honestly, if I'm allowed to say this, I kind of just like watching Boise State play. Like, I just like...
You're not allowed to say that.
I think, you know, as a fan, they're my least favorite that we will play, but they're also... It's because they're a good team. And so, I said it, sorry, two things on the air that,
wow.
You know, if they...
We should just end the
if
show
If anyone
now.
Catches it, this will be the most downloaded podcast, just to say, hey, Sports Page is crazy.
Okay.
Which we already kind of know, right?
Okay, so we got 6 minutes
okay
to do this one, and this is the one I'm most excited for, at BYU Cougars, November 26th. Here's BYU's problem. BYU's repeating Utah State's pattern last year of sticking with the franchise quarterback guy 1 year too long. He's probably going to get injured. If he doesn't, he's probably not going to be the same player he was.
Mm-hmm.
They're going with Taysom Hill this year. They've got a rough schedule. They've got all the stuff going on with trying to get into the Big 12, which you think doesn't affect players, but off-season stuff like that, like you saw the Chargers last year.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, all my examples are NFL. But like when stuff like that is going on around the program and there's just a lot of uncertainty and a lot of things going on, it does affect the players. And I'm starting to wonder if BYU will be even fighting for, like, again, I'm trying not to be a homer about this. I think they will win 6 games next year, which means they're going to be fighting for bowl contention in that game against us at their place in late November.
Oh, there's a lot on the line.
There is a lot on the line for them. They might have 5 or 6 wins at that point already, but I think they're going to be fighting for their 6th win against us, which, A, would be fun because we could keep them out of bowl contention if we won. Especially after an entire summer of trying to get into the Big 12. That would be hilarious. But on the other end, like, they're gonna be fighting tooth and nail for that game. And obviously they want to get a win at their place because they didn't 2 years ago.
The mental aspect of college football in Utah, and especially this game, plays into it way more than I think people understand or expect. And knowing BYU fairly well, having grown up just over the mountain from them, I feel like they're not one of those teams that does super well when there's a lot on the line. When there's a mental aspect of it, when they've been spending the whole summer and off season before trying to, you know, get their name on the map, I feel like there will be BYU fans and, you know, Utah college football fans around the state that are surprised by how their season turns out.
I think BYU was legitimately good last year. Not great, not even really good, but they were good.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some lucky Hail Mary wins, which still count as wins, so more power to them. But it's tough to have 2 years like that in a row where just the stars align and you end up getting wins you shouldn't. And I think this year is going to be their down year. And I think we have a chance to go ahead and get a second straight win at their place, which would be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, what do you think the best game of the year? What's the one that's circled on the calendar? It's going to be the best game of the year. I have mine picked out already. I'm pretty excited for it.
Best game as far as the entire experience or just like the actual sport of it?
Just as far as the best, the most competitive, like biting your nails because the end of the game is going to come down to last play. What do you think that... Mm. You know, we don't have a lot of games like that. Usually it's pretty one-sided one way or the other.
I think I want to pick a home game just because, well, the stadium and, like, Utah State football, you know, I want it to be somewhere here. I have absolutely zero clue what the Arkansas State Red Wolves are like, so...
Interesting. I didn't even think about that game.
Yeah, so I don't know. That could be a fun one,
especially
just because
on the front,
like,
end of the season. That could be good. That could be good.
Well, and whatever happens with Weber State, I mean, it's our first game of the season, so people will be excited about it, but I hope it's not a close game.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. So
I've been looking at the Colorado State game. I think that game's as 50-50 as they come as far as just talent-wise and being at their place, and the last time we were at their place having it be like coming down to the wire again. I think if there's actually a budding rivalry that should be happening, like Utah State and Logan and Fort Collins and Utah State and Colorado State and our positions in the conference and the type of people we recruit, like, that's more natural of a rivalry than a lot of other ones that we're into
and trying to chase. I feel like all the other ones we're trying to chase, but this one seems legitimate.
I feel like Colorado State's the team that like, there's always like an extra loss on one of our schedules, and it's always each other. I feel like that's going to be, especially right before our bye week, so we can go into the bye week on like a high, like a great win, or like a really like close, crushing loss. I can see that happening.
Cool. Well,
those are your highlights. That's your schedule this year, football fans. We're like 3 weeks away. Things are changing. October baseball is coming, but first football season is starting.
Yeah.
And we'll get there because Paige is going crazy over here waiting for football. But first things first.
So. Thank you for listening today.
It's good to be back.
We're glad that we're
in the studio. It's fun to be back on FM. We'll be back at 9 on Thursday. I might have a new time when school starts. We'll have to look at our school schedules.
Yeah.
Always listen for Thursday at 9 for some form of Aggie Sports Radio. Thanks for being with us.
This is USU Sports Page.
And this has been Logan Jones. Thanks for listening to You Like That Radio on Aggie Radio.